life in the NFL been like?
Oh, you know, it's been really good, but, you know, it takes time. It's kind of, you know, trying to get adjusted to everything, trying to learn a whole new system. So, you know, it's been pretty fun and good. And, you know, it's just trying to test and see how good my learning skills are.
Take us through your journey from Florida to Kansas and how long that took. I mean, your road to the NFL is not a difficult road here.
Okay, yeah. 2008, I started off at Morris Hill my freshman year. I played my first year at Morris Hill. Then 2009, I had to sit out due to ACT scores. They came back and flagged my ACT scores. So I had to sit out, and then they sent me to junior college, so I chose to go to Coffeyville in 2010. And when I got to Coffeyville, it was a 12-man out-of-state rule. Only 12 out-of-state players could make the team. And, you know, I was a 13 guy. I got cut the day before the game. And, you know, I just stayed and I practiced. And Pitt State came out and offered me a full ride just off of practice. And that's how I ended up at Pitt.
Some of the players you looked up to were T.Y. Hilton and Antonio Brown. What's it like now being with the guy that coached both T.Y. Hilton and Antonio Brown? Who's there?
Oh, it's kind of crazy, you know, because he, every time we talk, he mentioned those guys' name. So, you know, it's just, you know, he believe I can do what those guys can do, but the only thing I have to do is prove it.
When Ed Simpson was interviewed, he said you were the slowest guy on the block when you were a kid. Was he just giving us a bunch of baloney, or did your speed develop later?
No, he was telling the truth. I was, you know, I was just, you know, the slowest, the last one to get picked, but I always was able to run routes, catch the ball, but I guess in due time, I put in the extra work and my speed developed when my senior year in high school.
About some of the players that you looked up to, one of those, and I know you've talked about this before, was your brother. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how that whole incident has impacted your life and your approach to football?
You know, it just made me a better man. You know, just seeing the stuff that I had to see with my brother, you know, putting up a fight for 9 months before he passed. And, you know, it just taught me a lesson, like, you know, no matter how hard things get, you can't give up. Because, dude, when I was at Coffeyville, that's the time he got shot and I got cut. And, you know, at the time I just thought about giving up. But after a while, just looking at what he did, it's just like there's no way, like, I can give up. And it's just like, if I made it through that, I believe I can make it through anything. I was out for 2 years, and, you know, I was just amped up to play and, you know, show the guys what I can do and, you know, just do it for my brother. And I told the guys when I first got in, like 2 months before the season, I was like, the first time I touched the ball, I'm going to score. And we three and out of them and got an 89-yard punt return, and I took it to the house untouched. Yeah, it's always been, I had a chip on my shoulder, a point to prove since I was little. You know, they told me I wasn't going to be able to play varsity. They told me I wasn't going to start in college. And they told me I wouldn't make it to the NFL. So it's just, I still feel like I have a chip on my shoulder.